is the desire of Our Lady that I read to you a definition given to from the Holy Spirit to the Holy Roman Catholic Church. Now, as you understand, many things are happening today that are confusing our Catholics. You are to take great heart, Our Lady said, in understanding that 666, the man of perdition, has entered not only upon the lay life, but the hierarchy and the highest places in Rome now. And this includes our own United States. Now, as you know, for centuries, Masonry, Freemasonry, has been condemned by the popes and the Roman Catholic Church for good reason. Naturally, in an attempt to unify the peoples of the world into a one-world religion and a one-world government, which will not be of God the Eternal Father or of Jesus Christ. Now, for the information of those who may have little knowledge of Masonry, let me read to you from my Catholic dictionary, from the Roman Catholic Bible, the Douay version, the definition of the Masons and the stand that the Catholic Church has. I say the stand has, I don't say had. In the past, I say has, because I had knowledge also that we will be procuring newspapers from Europe dating around 1969 and 70, stating that Pope Paul himself said that anyone who joins the Masons shall be unable to receive Holy Communion. Now, listen to this. What is a Mason, or the Order of Freemasonry? It is an international fraternal organization which dates in its present form from the first quarter of the 18th century and claims connection with similar organizations of pre-Christian times. They state that their aim is work for the welfare of mankind, and claim to strive morally to ennoble themselves and others, and thereby to bring about a universal league of mankind. Catholics are forbidden, under pain of excommunication, to belong to the Masons. In the beginning, the Masons were largely anti-clerical and were guilty of secret and open plotting against the church and against civil governments. In our world today, there are some who are in office, high office, that claim that we, the Catholic Church peoples, and the hierarchy of the past, had mistreated these people, that actually there has been written in our press in the United States and elsewhere that you are now permitted to join the Masons, as long as they're not giving any evidence or plotting against the church. I say to you, that is a lie. I was fortunate to be rummaging through an old, it was a dirty old store in Flushing. They call it a thrift shop, a rummage sale. And I, fortunately, through the grace of God, bought for 25 cents a copy that was to remain a lifetime in this person's hands. I won't mention his name. He was a member of the Masons of the Lodge in Flushing. I can't give you the full details. I have what they call the yearbook. And believe me, when I opened that book, the very first thing in that book, which is supposed to be not anti-Catholic, the very first page states the life of Mozart, and with a long rundown of convincing words using what you would call scholarly terms to confuse those of simple minds, so they think, it stated that after Mozart had weighed, Mozart, by the way, was, according to this writer, a Catholic. Mozart, when he weighed the values and the truth behind Catholicism and Masonry, he chose Masonry over Catholicism. Now, this yearbook, there was absolutely no reason to write out this statement. And you could see that it was just another underhanded way of attacking the Roman Catholic Church. And it's plain stupidity for anyone to say today, because that book is dated 1968, that we made a mistake in the past, or I'm sure you all know what I am referring to, that we must now join them because we weren't kind to them in the past. I could read the articles from one of the Catholic newspapers I have here, and I say in my own human words, baloney. Now, Masonry, I shouldn't talk that way, but of course, there's no other way I can say it without sounding very angry, but I will say, in my human way, it's disgusting. Well, Masonry, now listen to this. Catholics are forbidden, under pain of excommunication, to belong to the Masons. In the beginning, the Masons were largely anti-clerical and were guilty of secret and open plotting against the church and against the civil government. Masonry is also objectionable to Catholics because it is a religion of pure naturalism. Masons have their own beliefs about God, and in that blue book I have, it refers to gods with an S. Not God, but they sing a song in one of their meetings and lead us to the gods with an S on it. In this book that I have, which should belong to a member, it's his yearbook of one of the lodges, 1968 in Flushing, New York. Here. Now, Masons have their own beliefs about God, human morality, and the human soul. Now get that, the human soul. Moreover, they have their own religious rites, which is true. Catholicism, the uniquely true religion founded by Christ, therefore, is irreconcilable with Masonry. In other words, too, I do have newspapers from Germany. I don't read German, but they're going to be translated, in which the Holy Father himself said that you cannot take Holy Communion if you join the Masons. That means only one thing. We, who have been slandered because of Our Lady's message that there is an impersonator of the Pope, that has brought many rocks down on our heads, believe me. It was all right, though, for a priest to violate his habit, his vocation by disobeying the Pope. That's all right. Or speaking out against the Pope. We do not speak against Pope Paul. We are to defend Pope Paul. When we refer to the impersonator imposter, we're referring to a double who is being used to impersonate Pope Paul. Now, I also will give you proof, since we must now have proof. I found this morning. It's the Catholic Visitor, by the way, our Sunday Visitor, which gave us a few write-ups. But believe me, any write-up is better than no write-up, Our Lady said, even if they slander you. At least the message is being made known to the world. But there is a priest, not mentioning names, who has absolutely come out and said that the Holy Father is responsible for all the trouble and the decline of Catholic practices in the United States when he came out with his encyclical on, I don't know how to pronounce it, Humanae Vitae, you know, birth control and all that. Well, this father, this priest, I'd like to know, nothing happens to him. All these priests can go around, disobey the Pope, and nothing happens, and nothing is said except for, well, this Catholic, good Catholic visitor didn't have the courage to write. But they don't say something should be done about that while they're busy chasing those lay people, mind you. But why should a habit or a vestment or a place in it's like a political setup, be enable someone to absolutely try to stop the work of Our Lady to reach them with the truth? In other words, we have a very foul situation promoted by the 666 elements. And you have to know that the full reign of 666 is here, and it has entered upon Rome. Rome has not received the full light, Our Lady said. And we have to pray and hope. I believe there is a big bishops' conference coming up in August, and I do hope some way even I could get there. But I'm not certain Our Lady would want me in person there. But there must be somewhere way to reach the bishops who are coming to Philadelphia. Now, I was very discouraged to see that here, New York State itself was the very place where a cardinal, for the first time in the history of the church, the first cardinal to address a major assembly of masons, when he spoke to some 3,000 members of the Grand Lodge of Free and Accepted Masons in New York. In his talk, I'm reading, quoting just part of it. In his talk to these attending the 31st annual dedication breakfast of the New York State Masons, this cardinal lamented, that means sadly, apologized the past breaking away and differences between your ancestors and some clerics. He should include himself. Is he not a cleric? Or is that a question mark? And some clerics. Oh, it's almost unbelievable what's going on now. So therefore, we have the terrible dishonor of having our first cardinal come out and say that he is now denying what the church has fought for all these hundreds of years, over 1900 years since Jesus established his church upon earth. And the foundation of the church is Jesus, though it's pretty, the walls are cracking and it's pretty shaky. And as I repeat what a good bishop once said publicly, it will take the lay people, the people will have to pray and work to save the church. Because obviously, if this is an example and much more of what is going on, and as for this girl over in New Jersey, please, we must pray extra hard. You now know the state of justice in our land when a Supreme Court justice will overrule a true right decision by allowing someone to pull the plug on another person. Euthanasia is on the way in if that happens. And it's a sad thing. It's all coming too fast to make me feel happy, because I know now that the ball of redemption will soon strike.